Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're in part 95 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is tape number, or program number 197. If you want a copy of it, just specify whether you want an audio tape or a CD. Postage and handling is taken care of, and everything is, as far as you're concerned, with these tapes, messages, books, gospel, literature, and the Messiah books and Bibles if you need them, all right? So, we're continuing on with the message from Hebrews from yesterday, how to have God's life living in you, and also some truth about that the Bible does not call polygamy sin. And a lot of people out there say that I am a polygamist. Don't believe them. Check all the marriage account and the license bureaus in the world, and you'll see I'm at this moment not married to anybody. Okay? And if I was, though, I'm just telling you the Bible does not condemn that in the Old or New Testament. As a matter of fact, in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, it commends all this multitude of polygamists. Moses had three wives, and the Lord says he was honorable. David, Solomon, Gideon, and a whole host of others. Abraham had several wives, and it's not for everybody for sure. And it's certainly not for the people in the world today because of the Antichrist government is opposed to marriage and opposed to polygamy, which the Old or New Testament does not condemn. As a matter of fact, it honors the ones that were. But it's not condemning at all to any, it's not for everybody, but the Lord appoints those that he wants to do that sort of thing. And so a lot of people that are doing it, if the Lord didn't tell them to do it, they're just doing it for sexual reasons. That's ridiculous. But the Bible never condemns it. And whether they do it for the Lord or if they're doing it for some other reason, I don't know. But I know that some of the people that are huge TV evangelists, that they are polygamists. Right here in this country, but they would never say it because they know they're living in an Antichrist government that condones same-sex marriages, which is absolutely contrary to the Word of God and will be, that is condemned completely all the way throughout the Bible. And they condemn marriage between a man and a wife. Or a man and a man who has several wives if he's able to support them. Spiritually, physically, and monetarily. So, now I know that the government has, the Bible says the whole world is deceived. The Antichrist government has told you that it's all right, we have to be sympathetic to people that are homosexual because they're born that way. But the Bible says that's why we must be born again of the Spirit. But if you can find any place in the Bible where it condemns it, one place Paul said, if you want to be a bishop, then be married to only one wife. A lot of people does the same thing about if you don't want to be a bishop, amen? But there's people out there that are saying that I am this polygamist and so on and so forth. But even if I was, I'm not condemned by God. I'm only condemned by the Antichrist government. The cult in Rome, the government, and because those guys don't believe in marriage at all. As a matter of fact, they believe in homosexuality. They believe in adultery, which is absolutely forbidden by the Lord as well. So people have to make a choice whether you want to believe the Bible or the Antichrist. If you want to believe, the Bible is the Word of God. The Bible is God. The Bible is Christ. The Word of God is Christ. So you have to take a choice whether you want to believe God or Antichrist, Satan. And it's obvious that most of the people in the world have chosen Satan, just like they did in the time of Noah, where they all were drowned with the exception of Noah and his family. Noah, his wife, and his family, right? So right now, we're continuing on in faith in the Word of God, because by it, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without belief in God's Word, you cannot enter God's rest, the kingdom of heaven. And unless you go into a complete seven-day Sabbath here on earth, you cannot enter. You're not in God's rest. Because God's rest is He stopped doing His own work. And because the work that He did, including developing man and woman, it all went to pot. And it became an entire new world system, a system that is exactly the opposite of the Lord. And that you see it very prevalent in the world today. The conditions of the world today are exactly the way that the Lord said they would be just before He comes back to earth again. And so, they're doing everything. Satan is doing everything to detract people from the reality of what's going on today. Everybody I know does not like President Bush. And so, the Vatican has him doing things that are so obnoxious to the people of the world today that they have to start diverting people's attention to other things. So this is, they're constantly talking about now the border. Well, we had laws about the borders before, that you're not supposed to come over here unless you have a green card or whatever. I'm all for, this is supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave and a smelting pot, or whatever you want to call it, of every nation in the world. So, man, I'm preaching the gospel not just to America. I'm preaching the gospel to every race, color, and creed. I'm preaching the Bible to the Antichrist. I'm standing before the God of this world and saying, God is right and you're wrong, okay? And that's what the Bible states that the two witnesses would do. And God said that Enoch would be here on this earth because he didn't die because he pleased God. But the Bible says that it's appointed unto all men to die, and after this to judgment. So Enoch, just like Elijah came back into the world in John the Baptist. And he was killed. He had to die. And Enoch has to die too. So he's here on earth right now. And who knows, you may be listening to him at this very moment. All right? I believe you are, okay, because I've been told, all right, and I believe that Enoch and his wife are the two witnesses, and I believe that God's going to be giving them extremely supernatural power very soon, that they'll be able to call down rain from heaven and to stop it from raining, and that they'll be able to, that anyone that tries to destroy them will be destroyed. And I've seen that happen down through the ages. And I just can't understand people being so stupid to come against this work, because it is divinely called from heaven. And it is absolutely 100% scriptural. And a few people think it's not, it's only because of the fact that you don't read the Bible. If you read the Bible, like some of these people that have read the Bible for years, pastors, preachers, and teachers, and they know that I'm right on. That there's just nothing that I'm doing that is wrong. Or there isn't a thing that I'm preaching that is unscriptural. And I'd love to be on television, live TV, to debate anybody. I've challenged the Pope or anyone that wants to, cardinals, rabbis, Buddhists, anybody you want, and all. Do an interview with them. I've done many of them before until the government said don't let him be on the air anymore. Because even the government officials say that I make them look like such fools. What fools you mortals be. I remember that saying well when I was a child. Alright, so you're going to hear the truth. And when you know the truth, if you receive it, the truth will set you free. And why? Because Jesus is the truth. Those that believe in Jesus are free indeed. Amen? Because he frees you. Well, anyway, you've got some letters, right, Lydia?
Yes.
All right. And I'm going to start calling testimonies in our church. But it's just that I am so eager to preach the Word of God that I really... unless God tells me to call testimonials, I'm not going to do it because there's so much word. But we've got hundreds of testimonials, and we read some of them with letters every day. Amen?
Amen.
So it's pretty good. Pretty good. Not only pretty good, pretty plenty good. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so right now, I love the Lord. And Father, I love you, and I know you not only love me, but you like me, and I like you too, Lord. And I ask that you pour out your Spirit upon me so that there isn't anything that I say that's from me, but that everything is expressly from you, that souls will be saved and that the church will be edified and strengthened. Edified, for sure. Lord, I ask it in the mighty name that souls will be saved and the church edified. I ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now the first letter is from where?
Mexico.
Mexico. All right, let's hear it.
Dear Pastor Alamo, it gives me great joy to greet you and be able to bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you greatly for blessing me by sending me your tapes and literature.
Oh, the Lord did that. He just tells me to do it, and I'm just doing what he said. Then what else?
First of all, I ask that you forgive me for not having written you before, but my prayers and my church's prayers are always for you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for these study materials. They were very interesting. What you say is so true. Like the Lord says, to destroy and burn all that is of the world, that is what will happen to all those that do not desire to listen to the word and never accept salvation. Not because they haven't been told, but because they have not understood, because their hearts have grown fat.
Well, as the Bible says, that it's because they heard the word. Every one of the people of Israel heard the Lord telling the Ten Commandments, but it wasn't mixed with faith. Because they never did what he said. They murmured and complained. God had them marching around the mountain for 40 years. Man, what a stupid thing that they would doubt God after God destroyed Egypt. And they wouldn't go in and fight those big giants. All we are is just a bunch of bulk. They die just like him. God showed the Israelites, and shows the entire world, that he defeated the giants by sending a little insect into them. They all ran out. They were driven out by hornets. Little insects. Okay, then what?
I ask the great favor in the love of Christ. Would you send 15 Bibles for the people that are attending in the congregation?
Okay, then what?
I ask that you pray for us for the growth of this ministry that the Lord has raised here in Gomez Placio.
See, there's another church that is like a, like us. We're a part of the whole body of Christ. Hundreds, maybe thousands of churches all over the world that are just segments, parts of the entire church, the body of Christ. Then what? We pray, Father, pray, bless them in Jesus' name. Then what?
We are going to continue on with this great mission. Woe unto us if we don't preach the gospel.
Amen.
I will write you a more formal letter later on. Excuse my short letter. We will stay in touch, my brother. May the peace of the omnipotent God, the peace and his powerful hand be always with you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Yours in Christ, Pastor Francisco from Gomez, Placio, Durango, Mexico.
God bless you too, brother. Praise the Lord. You're a brother. You're a friend. You help the church of God, the body of Christ. You don't hinder it. You open your mouth and the Lord talks through you. God bless you. Then what?
And from Togo, Africa. Dear Pastor Alamo, may the grace and peace of the Lord be with your household and your ministry.
And he knows that grace is power. May the power and what?
Peace.
The power and peace. When you have the power of God in you, you have peace. You're not a usurper of authority, and you don't disobey. Anyone that does that is not, they don't have peace of God or power in Him. They never do anything for the Lord. Then what? Let's hear what this brother says.
This is from Agbonzo. I thank you for the 2 cartons of gospel tracts that you have sent me. Your gospel literature is winning millions of souls for the Lord.
Amen, brother.
People have given their lives to Jesus after having read this literature. Some of them are in fear, believing that these earthquakes will surprise them even while they read the literature.
Yeah, you hear these people on different television programs saying, people are saying that it's God. Well, my God, you ought to read the Bible, and God promises to send all these things. These tsunamis, these floods, these hurricanes, tornadoes, these earthquakes. These are coming from God. Why? Because you mock. You say, it's God. They say that they're just natural disasters. According to the Word of God, you're a liar. They're not natural. They're supernatural disasters. And he says that you people will build those cities back, and he says, I'll knock them back down again. So you're spinning your wheels, people. Go ahead. What else?
But I have explained to them that the only way to escape is the power of God alone, which can save whoever will confess that Jesus Christ has died, is risen, and is presently sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
If they are to live day by day in this teaching, bearing their cross and following Him, some of these people live far from my house, and I have trusted them to another church. I have gathered those who are in my district together, and I am teaching them to be victorious in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Pastor Lamo, briefly, I want to tell you that it is through your gospel literature that this is done, so that the Tony Lamo Christian Ministries will be in Togo. What we would like to see is that one of your co-workers be sent to organize an evangelizing campaign to us in Togo.
I wonder if that's northern or southern Africa. Okay, well, we've got to check that out, because Buster's flying out there within the next few days with his wife, with cameras, video cams, and they're going to take, they're going to know that they have between $50,000 to $250,000 to spend over there on hungry people and to help the ministry in every way. Because we're with you Africans 100%. You're of the Lord, and I just really thank and praise the Lord every letter that I hear from you. Go ahead, then what?
There are many here in Togo who know you through your writings. Pastor, pray for us, because we're going through some hard times right now. In the past, I had to go to Benin as a refugee.
Uh-huh.
The political crisis here has caused everything to be very expensive in the country.
Right, it's the world system, the Antichrist cult church, and its government that enforces the Antichrist cult's will on everybody. It's the devil's will. This is the church of the devil, and then this one that's causing so much trouble on earth. The Bible says so. When Satan is cast into hell, he says, all the people down there look at him narrowly. I mean, really like squinting, and say, all right, so you're the one that caused the desolation on this earth, and so on and so forth. Then what?
I know that all this is fulfillment of prophecy.
Absolutely, brother.
But the Lord never abandons His own.
No, if people leave the Lord, they abandon Him. And some people never have been with Him, and He's never been with them, because He never knew them. To know a person, you have to live in Him. You have to be in Him. You have to be married to Him. But then what?
Thank you, Pastor, for taking the time to read my letter, Brother Kasavi Agbonzo from Togo, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Well, all these, I know that we send a tape of the program that we read their letters on to everybody. God bless you, brother. Then what else?
Then from India, dear World Pastor Alamo, Alamo, greetings to you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are safe here by your mighty prayers and by the grace of God under the wings of the Lord. Sir, we are thankful for your sending the Bibles in Telugu, English, your world newsletters, Messiah books, and literature entitled The Oneness of God.
Yeah, now we have the Messiah books, and I don't know how many languages do you know? Offhand, it's about probably 20, 30 languages. French, Italian, German, English, Spanish, Romanian, Greek, Japanese, Chinese. We've got all the major, we've got it in the languages of Africa and India, and just on and on. So, you know, no matter what you, even Russian and so on and so forth. Okay, so try us, you know, ask us if we have it in your language, and if not, we'll have it translated. Okay, what else?
It is very useful in the Lord's ministry. We're going to upland areas to proclaim the Word of God. Many people are saved by your literature, especially dry bones. Many people are asking me to arrange...
Now, dry bones is the test of my testimony, how the Lord saved my soul. And then it's elaborated also in another piece of literature entitled Signs of the Time. So both of those are my testimony. Okay, then what?
Many people are asking me to arrange a public meeting with your people and are desiring for your message. We are praying for your visit to India. Sir, we are proclaiming God's love with the only literature we have.
See, I'm sending missionaries over there now. First they go into Africa, then they go to India, then they go to Philippines, and then they go to China. And we're just hunting for souls and hunting to help to aid others that are preaching the gospel, others that are members of the body of Christ. Because there's so many people in this country that are not of the Lord, and in your country as well, but we want to find the ones that are, because we know if we get together, it's going to be a hallelujah jubilee. Amen?
Amen.
A glory hallelujah jubilee. All right, then what?
We are praying for your journeys, for God to surround you with his mighty angels everywhere you go.
Well, he certainly is doing that, and I covet all your prayers. I thank and praise the Lord, because the Lord has... help me health-wise, and there are enemies all around me. And God has kept the mouth of the lion shut. Thank you. Praise the Lord for you. Then what?
God protect your health. I request that you send...
Praise you, Jesus.
I request that you send me 200 Telugu Bibles to your poor servant. Please remember me and my family in your prayers. We want to see the Tony Alamo Christian Ministry spread to every nation. Yours in his name, Pastor D. Ebenezer from Andhra Pradesh, India.
Okay, this is, the only reason I use my name is because the Lord told me to. And also to identify our work from other people's work, because there's so many false works. And so that you can know who to write to get this literature. This work is actually the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
It's his work. It's him doing the work. Okay, now let's continue on, Sharon, with the third chapter. How many verses do we have left of that, approximately?
About 12.
Okay, let's go.
Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit saith, today if you will hear his voice...
Let's see, today if you will hear his voice. That means if you'll listen to what he says because you want to do what he says. But if there's no desire in you to do what he says, then there's no desire to hear what he says. And if you don't have any desire to hear what he says, then you have no desire to listen to the person that the Lord has placed over you, because the Lord says that we must. Even Jesus himself had to place himself under tutors and governors and teachers and so on when he was here on earth. And if you don't listen to the rulers, the ones that the Lord sent to rule this earth according to his word, then you're nothing. Because you don't even listen to that part of the gospel. You figure, I'm a human and I'm just as good as he. That's the wrong attitude. And this is primarily with, the young children in the church. But there's a lot of them that are pulling out of it now because of the tapes. I thank God for that. It's the only way that they could ever pull out of that is to receive these powerful messages that the Lord gives me. There's no other possible way for them. Okay, you have to read, and then start reading the Bible, because the Bible, if you don't read the Bible during the day, throughout, you're not receiving, you're going to fall, you're going to say things that are going to offend leaders, you're going to do things that are going to offend leaders, the ones that God has placed over you, and you're going to wind up out on the streets. And you're going to wind up, you know, in a worse place than that at the end. Okay, keep going.
Harden not your hearts, as in the provocation.
Yeah, don't harden your heart against the word of God. This is God talking to you. It's His word that we're reading. And God is the word. Who do you think you are? And who do you think that you're going to think you are when you're not resting any longer, that you're in a flame, a horrible place of torments? What are you thinking, you people? Then what?
Harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness.
You know, the people were tempted because the Lord didn't want them to have everything that they wanted. Like Joyce Myers wants you to have, and T.D. Jakes and all these other phonies. They're always talking about, you'll have this and you're going to have this, and everything is for you. And I'm going to show you how to have enjoyment, everyday life, to enjoy the world, actually. When the Bible says, love not the world. Don't enjoy it. Deny yourself. Take up the cross and follow me. Because most people can't stand to live in splendor. They can't. See, and this ministry is the Cadillac of all the ministries on the face of this earth, really. Because we've been told by people that have been in other ministries that we treat the people, that I treat the people better than anyone else. I mean, they have more clothing, food, transportation, brand new transportation, places to enjoy, and if they're sick, they get taken care of. People cook for them, wash their dishes for them. And it goes on and on and on. But anyway, go ahead, because I want to preach the gospel.
Harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness.
Yeah, when the children of Israel provoked the Lord to anger, and he let them all die. Couldn't let them enter the symbol of the kingdom of heaven. Then what?
When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years.
They saw God do all these miraculous things for years, and the people in this church have seen one miracle after the other, but they're bored. They think, it's just that way everywhere. If you have to go out of the church, you'll see that it isn't that way anywhere else. Just spoil you, brats. Then what else?
Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways.
Okay, look up the word error in the dictionary, one of you, and we're going to keep going here.
So I swear in my wrath, they shall
not... So in God's wrath. So God swore in his wrathful with these rascals, these sinners, these evildoers. Then what? He swore in his wrath what?
They shall not enter into my rest.
They're not going to heaven. They're not even going into the symbolic place, the place that is symbolic of heaven. Then what?
Take heed, brethren, lest there be...
Take heed, you people that were once saved. And he's calling, take heed, brothers and sisters. He's saying, take heed, you people that call yourself of the Lord. These people were of the Lord too, he's saying, because God rescued them from out of the oven. Egypt. Now, I want you... They didn't take heed. They all went to hell, my chosen people. Now take heed, all you people. This is New Testament, all you people, brethren. People that call yourself Christians. Then what?
Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief.
Yes, because disbelieving the word of God is sin. That's what Eve did. She disbelieved God and believe Satan. Then what?
In departing from the living God.
See, it says that you are departing from God. God said he didn't depart from you. You left him. It's like if you're living in Chicago, and Chicago doesn't leave you, but you left Chicago and went to L.A. Well, Chicago didn't go with you. And let me tell you something. The Lord doesn't go with you either if you leave him. He says, I'll never leave or forsake you. Chicago will never leave or forsake you. But you leave Chicago, and you've left Chicago. Or you leave New York, you've left it. It didn't leave you. You left it. And the Lord's telling you the same thing. You left the Lord. Okay, then what?
But exhort one another daily.
But talk about these things to one another daily. You don't. Stop watching cartoons. Stop playing video games. Don't watch TV. This church has taken TVs away from everyone that lives here. If you want to come and live here, you won't be watching TV. You won't be listening to the smutty radio or rock and roll stations and everything. There are people that have stuck those things into the church, but they had everything like that confiscated because everything, the satanic one-world government and cult and media is just penetrating people's brains with lies. And so they're all taken away. If you don't like it, get out. Don't come. We're not. I don't want to support a bunch of people of the world. I don't want the Lord to support them. This church doesn't want evil people in the church that just want to hear from the world, that love the world. They love all the different things that are going on in the world. Boy, you can see them all bored and everything, but if you send them out, if they wanted to go, you know, to ice capades, oh, it's the most treasured moment in their life to go to the fair. The most treasured thing in the world. But go on and talk about praying and reading. It's garbage to them. Then what?
But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Mm-hmm. Through the deceitfulness of this world, which is everything of the world is sin. Then what?
For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning.
See, you're part of Christ. You're part of his body if you do what?
We hold the beginning of our confidence.
Yeah, if you hold the faith, if you continue believing the word of God that you first believed, if you do that, only if you hold the confidence of what?
The beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end.
If you hold, if you're steadily full of faith and steadily doing what the Lord says, because he says you have to do it. Okay, if you do it until the end of your life, but if you don't, you left Chicago, New York, you left the Lord, and shame on you. Okay, then what?
While it is said, today, if you will hear his
voice. If you will hear his voice, which you don't, obey those that have the rule over you. You don't hear that. And you wives in this church, obey your husbands in the Lord. You don't do that. The Bible says that the Lord did not put the woman over the man, but he says he put the man over the woman. Not to be his ruler, but to be his helpmate, to help him. And if you're not helping him, you're nothing, according to the Lord. You've departed from the faith. You don't believe that's true. Okay, then what?
Harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke.
Yeah, they heard what the Lord said, and they says, nah, we want to build a golden idol. A golden calf. We'll worship it. Okay, then what?
Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses.
All that came out of Egypt was not by Moses. The Lord delivered them. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness?
And 3 million of them minus two. Then what?
And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest?
Okay, his rest means that they should have rested in faith in the Lord, so that the Lord could bless them. But they didn't do it. They died and went to hell in the lake of fire. And they're there. In that workhouse today. Workhouse is a light word for that. You know, you people in this world today are very lazy. What do you think you're going to do down there working yourself, just working constantly and never able to sit down? You lazy bums that didn't do anything for the Lord here. What do you think you're going to be like? You're going to be bitter? You get bitter if you have to, you know, obey common sense rules and regulations. So just think how bitter you're going to be in hell in the lake of fire. You're going to be screaming your heads off. And it's only you to blame because you didn't obey the Lord. Then what?
And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not?
Okay, because if he swore that because they don't believe God, that means you believe yourself. And if you're believing yourself, you're believing Satan. If you want to get a good look at Satan, look in the mirror. Okay? I've said that ever since I've been saved. I remember one time, when I was in the world, I had plenty of money, all kinds of things. I looked in the mirror, and all of a sudden it flashed into me. I could see, oh my God, I jumped back from the mirror. It's like I saw. Like the Apostle Paul said, he was filled with the demonic powers. And I was too, and I jumped back and I said, oh my God. Who am I? What is this? I'm so glad I found the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And the world should be glad about that too. All right? Then what else?
So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
Right. Now let's go to chapter 4. First of all, let's go to chapter 11, just for a little while. Oh, did you find the word? What was that word?
Error.
Error. Okay. Now the word error, because they erred in all their ways. Go ahead, read it.
It says, roam, wander, or direction, deviate from a target or aim.
They deviated from God's word. They wandered away from it. And so the Lord let them wander in the wilderness. Right? Then what?
Go morally astray.
They were not moral. They were having orgies when Moses came down from the mountain. They did their own. They were doing their own thing. Amen?
Amen.
So that's why the Lord let them. He killed them out on the desert in the wilderness. Okay, then what? What is error?
Go morally astray. Sin.
Huh?
Sin.
Sin, okay. Then what?
Sin.
Hmm?
Sin.
Oh, sin, okay. You know how to speak English? Comprende? Okay. She can't. She's from.
Make a wrong judgment?
Yeah, they're making wrong judgments, you people. Then what?
Form a wrong opinion?
You're forming opinions instead of receiving the Word of God. You're believing the things that you hear from others rather than the Word of God. Because you listen to others, but you don't read and you don't seek God. Then what?
Make a mistake?
Mistake. A fatal mistake. Sin. Then what?
Blunder.
Yeah, you blunder. That's error. So they erred. We could go on and on. How long is this? Like a few more answers?
A little bit more, yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Be incorrect.
You're incorrect if you don't do what the Lord says. And that's sin. And all sinners, no sin shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Then what?
Do something wrongly or sinfully.
Mm-hmm.
Make a mistake.
Mistake. You know, some people call sin a mistake, but it's worse than a mistake. The Lord says if we make a mistake, if we did something in ignorance, that's forgivable. But sin, willful, wanted, people that have heard hundreds and thousands of messages still wander away and their ears are blocked like they're wanton prostitutes. Prostitutes. Okay, now chapter 4.
Chapter
11. Oh, chapter 11. Okay.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yeah, so, if you hope to get to heaven, then you know you must believe the Word of God. That's faith. But if you don't have faith, you don't have any hope, and that's because you don't believe the Word of God. You believe that if you do what the Lord says, that or what the people that God has given to rule over you, you believe that that's a waste of time. So you wander away from the Word of God. Then what?
The evidence of things not seen.
So, in other words, you believe the faith, you have so much faith that you, it's evident to you that the Word of God is true because you've seen the fulfillment of the Word of God so many times that you have great hope that if you've seen all these miracles, that it's for sure that you're going to see the fulfillment of all His prophecies about the kingdom of heaven, that you'll surely be there as well. But you've abandoned that to talk to your silly girlfriends or your silly, the people, whoever the silly ones are that you're talking to, or your boyfriends, you man friends, you get together and you're silly. Okay, then what?
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
By faith, the elders, the Moses and all these people that were the prophets, received a very good report from God. Okay, then what?
Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God.
No, you don't believe that. This is garbage to you. It's like you're reading a comic book, okay? Captain Marvel, Superman. You read it, but you can't fly because it's a fake story. But when you see that, when you believe the Word of God, that you can lay hands on people and they really recover, they are healed. And you see God sending in finances when you do the right thing, when you're doing what He says. You know. You've seen. And you see everything developing around you, and you hear all these testimonials of people being saved. You know. These are miracles. The greatest miracle is somebody being saved. And yet you wander away. You don't want to listen. Okay, that's why the Lord calls you corrupt and you're trash. Chaff. Trash to be burnt. Then what? Forever, because you call God a liar and His Son, who He calls the truth, but you call a liar. Yes, people, scummy people, trashy people. Trash. Then what?
Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Right there the Bible tells you. Way back then, that the things that we see are made out of atoms, things that you can't see. Then what?
By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
Well, what does that mean? Well, even at the beginning, after Adam and Eve sinned, God said that He's going to have to come to the world as a man. And so He says, to show that you believe that, you have to shed the blood of a lamb, because I'm the Lamb of God. And so Abel did that, but Cain offered vegetables, fruit and vegetables, because he was a farmer. He didn't want to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ or the Word of God. The Word of God says that you have to shed the blood of a lamb. He didn't acknowledge the Word of God. He had his own opinion, his own ideas of what a sacrifice should be. He shouldn't sacrifice himself to do what the Lord told him to do. So he is in hell now. Then what?
By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
Right. In other words, a lamb. Signifying that he believed that the Lord is going to come into the world as a man, as the Lamb of God, to shed His blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Now the television stations tell us that I can't be on TV because I talk about that the world system, I talk negatively about it. As God does. And that I mentioned the blood of Jesus, which is a negative to them. You rarely will hear anybody that preaches the, quote, their own version of the Bible or the gospel. You rarely hear them say the blood of Jesus in their prayers. Listen to them closely, because they're afraid that they'll lose their box at Notre Dame. They're afraid they'll lose their slot onto television. And so they listen to the devil-possessed person that runs the station, and they don't mention the blood of Jesus, because that's a negative. That the blood of God, that the blood of Jesus, that who was God, the Spirit was in there, but He had genuine human blood that was shed for you. Okay, then what?
By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
Yeah, he's righteous because he acknowledged the Word. The Word! The Word of God. God himself. The Son of God. Jesus and his blood. Which the majority of the people of this world do not. Then what?
God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh.
Yeah, he's still alive. He's alive forevermore. Abel, he's in heaven. Then what?
By faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God.
I please God. You could please God, too, by believing, by preaching, by teaching, by doing what his word says. But you prove God a liar by not doing what he says. That's why I love the testimony of Buster so much, because he does. I'm telling you, that man, when he made the vow to the Lord to keep the commandments, 13th chapter of Hebrew, verse 17, to obey those that have the rule over them and to make it a joy for them to be in the ministry. It's a joyful thing when I talk about this man, because he really, really does what the Bible tells him to do. He believes. And you got a lot of people that just despise people like that. Okay, then what?
But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Yeah, without doing what the Lord says, you can't please him, because you're just like every other devil. Then what?
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
So if you were, you wouldn't be bored all day long if you believed that the Lord was a rewarder of all those that diligently seek him. You don't even read, some of you. You don't diligently do anything but eat, sleep, and go, go outside and play. And then what?
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
Yeah, you're not the righteousness of the Lord if you're not keeping his commandments. If you're sinning, don't be telling you liars out there that are supposed to be preachers of the gospel. Don't be telling people that they're the righteousness of God if they're breaking the commandments. I hear some of these people saying, I know you're out there, you people sleeping with each other's wives. And then all of a sudden, a few sentences later, they say, well, you're the righteousness of God. You filthy liar. How can you lie to people like that? Only because you're a possession of the devil. You're one of his preachers. Then what?
By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went.
Yeah, Abraham, he had several wives, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes. And he's like saying, he's wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, then what?
By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles.
Because he had faith in God, not this world system. The world system says you can't do this and you can't do that, but the Lord says you can. Amen?
Amen.
And so he believed God. He wasn't afraid of what would happen to him in the world. He believed God, and God blessed him. Then what?
Dwelling in tabernacles.
As a matter of fact, he's called the father of faith. Amen?
Amen.
He is the actual father of faith. He's the one that really does what the Lord says. Okay, then what?
Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Yeah, he's looking for it to go to heaven. Okay. Then what? And then it just goes on to tell of all that. Then what? What's the next?
Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Okay, and we'll go into that later on tomorrow, but let's go to chapter 4. Because, and leave a marker there so you remember where you were. Okay, go to 4 real fast. We've only got about 4 minutes.
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
Okay, he's talking to the brothers, and he says, you brothers could come short of getting into heaven. Read that line again.
Okay. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise...
Why all you say fear? This is New Testament, people. Let us therefore fear, lest what?
A promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
If you come short of entering into the Lord's rest, that means you're not in heaven. And if you're not in heaven, you're in hell, according to Scripture. Now, this I'm reading from the Bible, folks. Now, you can read it if you like. This is the fourth chapter of Hebrews. Then what?
For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them.
See, so everybody got the gospel preached to them. We and them. Then what?
But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
So there's some people that hear the word of God and they just, we don't believe that. And so they don't get to go to heaven. And they go to the workhouse. Workhouse. Then what?
For we which have believed do enter into rest.
Only those of us that believe. And if we believe, we're doing what the Lord says. We're obedient. You don't scowl at the people of the Lord. You don't stand and argue with them because the Bible says that I'm supposed to put you out of the church. If you don't measure up to the Word of God, the Bible says in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, the day we're living in, for you to be put outside with the dogs and the pigs, the Gentiles. And that's exactly where you're going if you don't receive what the Lord says. Then what?
For we which have believed do enter into rest.
We that believe do enter into heaven. Okay, then what?
As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest.
Yeah, if they shall enter into my rest, they will. My rest is that I didn't do anything unholy. I made everything in the world, and it was good. And then I told the people of the world, don't believe the devil, but believe my word. Don't eat from that tree. Don't eat from the world. Don't partake in the things of the world. Don't love the world. But they did. They listened and thought that God was a liar. He says, God says, you're not going to die, that you will die if you eat or touch the tree. And Satan came and says, nah. Nah. And you see devils like that. Female devils, male devils in the church that just shine on. They want to be cool to their friends. And there's a lot of people that are cool that they're going to be hot one of these days. Burning hot. Then what?
Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Yeah, everything is finished. Then what?
For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works.
So he made everything that was good, and then he let man have the rulership over it, and then man did everything, and so God rested from his work. And he says for you to rest from your works as well. He said that you must do what he says. That would be, when you do what he says, that means you're resting from your filthy, dirty, sinful works. Then what?
And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest.
Yeah. In other words, he says, if. He doesn't promise that you're going to go in there if you disobey him. He says, if you listen to me, you'll get in. Only if. So if, the small word with a huge meaning, then what?
Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief.
Right. Okay, so do you believe the gospel? Do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe the whole word of God, because the whole word of God is Jesus? Well, I don't. Well, then that's not going to hurt God. You're not going to hurt me because, again, I'm saying that I get the same reward preaching the truth, the Word of God, to you, whether you receive it or whether you reject it. Okay? Doesn't matter. But I pray that you people that are out there, some of you call yourselves Christians, I pray that you will receive it, and you receive it now, because now is the perfect time for you to be saved. And my time is up, and so I've only got about three, four minutes here left. So now if you just want to be saved, if you want to enter into God's rest, if you want to drop the things of this world so that you can be saved, because you don't know whether you're going to live another minute, then say this prayer. Say it to the Lord, and he'll save your soul. Because he says, all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the Lord is the truth. say, My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his blood to take away all the sins that I committed formerly, all my former sins, because I can't go on and sin anymore, like the devils preach that he forgave all my former, present, and future sins. That is a lie. If you hear somebody say that, you're listening and looking at the devil. But Lord, you died for all my former sins. You wash them all away now in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Again, your word says that all who call upon the name of the Lord, all that call upon you, Lord, shall be saved. And therefore, I'm not going to doubt that. I believe it because I'm saved by faith, belief in you. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've saved me, and you've answered me, and therefore, I know I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. I just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And Sharon, tell them four different ways on how they can receive this program. It's program 197, and it's we provide either a audio tape or a CD. We pay the postage and the handling. It's all free. So if you like a copy, here's four ways to receive. Tell them, Sharon.
Go to alamoministries.com or write Tony Alamo, Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. Well, make sure you tune in tomorrow because this is really interesting. The Lord told me to talk about the book of Hebrew, the few chapters here that we've talked about, and to preach it and to teach it. And so I did. And tomorrow will be part 96 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. Until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the name of the Lord who just saved your soul. And if he didn't save your soul, then if I were you, I'd start reading the Bible so that your faith can grow. Faith comes by hearing what you're reading, hearing the Spirit, because the Word is Spirit and life. So do that. Until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.